Good morning, Aurora. Today is Thursday, 10th of February, and in studio are Andrea and Yahalom. Right now it's hazy with barely 19 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is partly cloudy with temperature in range from low 22 to high 29 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from east-southeast with 18 km per hour, and later on will be still cloudy, but winds will change to northerly winds with 14 km per hour. Moon is still waxing crescent today, and 47% of it is illuminated, but tomorrow it will be first quarter. We would like to remind you that Residents Assembly Service invited us all on general meeting on housing today at conference room in Town Hall at 5 p.m. Entry service, housing service, Lavenir Drawerville, and FAMC are eager to share their information about housing with us. Today, also at 5 p.m., in Savitri Bhavan, Loretta will give a talk on Mother as the Universe and Mother, receiving, manifesting, and transmitting the supermental forces that she works so hard to bring into our universe. On Monday, also at Savitri Bhavan, they will open an exhibition of photos and documents of supermental transformation, and here's an excerpt of interview with Loretta about it.
On Monday, we start our exhibition. The talks come out of the research that were done for this exhibition. It's on the supramental transformation. Every year, for the mother's birthday period, we put on some kind of an exhibition using archival photographs of Mother and Sri Aurobindo. When I came to the ashram in 1972, the ashramites were putting on exhibitions. And Mother had brought such a sense of beauty with her. And they put on the most beautiful exhibitions, full of flowers and just beauty everywhere. It was something very important for me. And so when I came back to live in Oroville, I decided that I wanted to share that with the new people, because the people that had come after Mother left, and then years went by, many years after Mother left, never had this experience, which for me was so very important. So I've been doing it for some years now, and I try not to do it by making up my mind that I ought to do it, but by just being open to kind of receive what should the subject of the exhibition be. And more than a year ago, this came to me, and I thought, oh my God, how can I possibly do an exhibition on a subject like the supramental transformation? But that's the thing that came to me, and so I started, and I started reading, and actually I found I understood it pretty well. I mean, I don't mean I'm doing it, but I do understand it, and I was able to take from Mother's Agenda and Sri Aurobindo's writings some things that bring a sense of what was going on. Sri Aurobindo's writings give a kind of introduction. They explain a little bit of the supermind and why there is a transformation and what the transformation is. And then we have the progression of the major experiences that Mother went through on her way to doing this work. In between the text, which comes from the agenda, I've tried to find photographs that were taken as close as possible to the dates on which Mother tells her experience. Now, they took those photographs mostly only on darshan days, and sometimes on the day of the birthday of the person who did most of the photography. But they come out pretty well. So you get a sense of how Mother looks after she has this major experience that you read about. The title of the exhibition is The Supramental Transformation. But in doing this exhibition, I realized that there was far too much material for one exhibition. So the exhibition is actually in two parts, and the second part will be next year. Because this part is Mother's work, Mother's major experiences, and some explanation. And next year, it's going to be our work.
Over the weekend, there will be many different events, and as usual, lots of good films. But today at Cinema Paradiso Town Hall at 8 p.m., we can see a Spanish film, Al Mar, To the Sea, made in Mexico in 2010 by director Pedro González Rubio, and it is drama, family, in Spanish with English subtitles. On Saturday, at the same time and place, we can see The Informant, made in USA in 2009 by director Steven Soderbergh, and which is comedy, drama, thriller in English with English subtitles. This Sunday at Cinema Paradiso there will be no children's film, but Chinese Film Festival at Cine Club still going on, and at 8 p.m. we can see Shanghai Triad made in China in 1995. By director Yu Mu, and this one is drama romance in Mandarin with English subtitles. At the Shirley Rombindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas tomorrow at 7:30, they will screen Well Done Abba, directed by Shyam Bengal, made in India in 2010. And at Eco Film Club Sadhana Forest at 7 p.m. tomorrow, we can see a documentary, One Giant Leap, What About Me, Part 1, directed by Duncan Bridgman and Jamie Kato. And at the Town Hall Meeting Room tomorrow morning at 9:30, we can see a movie, 1 Million Snake Bites by Ron Whittaker. This one is his latest movie and he will be present to interact with the audience afterwards. Open Stage Cabaret in Kalabumi will happen tomorrow from 7 to 10 p.m. And for sure, we will have a chance to see many talented artists of all ages on the stage. For Hoot will take care of Kalu with Crepes from 6:30 p.m. Tomorrow from 7:30 to 9 p.m. in Saochu, the Orville Improvisation Group invite us to join them for an evening performance with different improvisational sketches. Come watch Anadi, Astrid, Aubert, Erin, Jeff, Kripa and Siddharth while they navigate their way through the jungles of improvisational theater. All are welcome. And on Saturday at 7 p.m. also at Saochu, we can enjoy In Beauty of Sufi Dances by Kabir Satsang with Pralaji and Shabnam Virmani. All are invited to come and immerse themselves in this soul-stirring, beautiful, deeply spiritual folk music from Malwa region of Madhya Pradesh, central India. We are the voice of unity and oneness of humankind, throbbing in the words of the 15th century poet saint Kabir, is kept alive in an unbroken and ever-growing living tradition. Beauty is the special divine manifestation in the physical as truth is in the mind, love in the heart, power in the vital. Supplemental beauty is the highest divine beauty manifested in matter. Rochirobindo. Thank you for listening to us and you can contact us on www.auroville.org.
I need you more than ever. Never, ever, never, ever.